I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Just ahead, to distinguish between a cool white kid and a nerdy one, you have to listen to see if street language is part of their conversation. We'll tell you what's up with that in a moment. But first, the 2007 winner of the National Poetry Out Loud contest is 18-year-old Amanda Fernandez. The competition for high school students was created by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation. Fernandez is a recent graduate of the Duke Ellington School of the Arts here in Washington, D.C., and she won a scholarship and was lauded nationally for her recitation of three poems. But the acclaim was marred, in her opinion. Fernandez wrote a column in the Washington Post, and she joins us in the studio. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. And first off, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's really a big deal to be able to beat out 50 other contestants and all in the name of poetry. Well, first off, tell me how you got involved in the competition.
It was a mandatory homework assignment from
really?
Mr. Charles Feaser, yep, from my former AP English class.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, memorize one of the poems from these sets of books here, and it's worth 50 points. That's how I got involved. So thank
all
God
right.
for Mr. Feaser.
All right. Well, I understand there were three rounds to this competition.
Yes.
You had a first, second, and then a final round.
Yes.
All right. And you obviously made all three rounds and won the third. Well, it sounds like you had to pick three very powerful poems.
I chose them because they were personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, I think that they were powerful. If they connected to you, especially the first one, which was kind of short, considering Dulce Decorum, that was kind of short considering everyone else's.
This is Wilfred Owen's poem.
Yes, this is Wilfred Owen's.
About World War I.
Yes. Even though it was short, I tried to live in every word, so.
Let's hear the first stanza.
Bent double, like old beggars under sacks. Knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge. Till, on the haunting flares, we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, bloodshod. All went lame, all blind. Drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of gas shells dropping softly behind. That was
okay.
The first stanza.
First stanza.
Yeah.
All right, and this, of course, a protest poem about war.
The war in Iraq.
Yeah,
well,
right. At that point, it was about World War
I. Yeah, that poem. the poem specifically is about World War I. But
you chose it because.
Yeah, absolutely. I chose it because I wanted to speak out on the current situation that's in Iraq. My father is a veteran of the Vietnam War.
Let's move along to round two. For you.
Around too.
And this was the Ma Rainey poem written
mm-hmm.
by Sterling Brown, famous
mm-hmm.
African-American poet. It's in vernacular. Go ahead. Let's hear that.
When Ma Rainey comes to town, folks from any place miles around, from Cape Girardeau, Poplar Bluff, flocks in to hear Ma do her stuff. Comes flivvering in. Or riding mules, or packed in trains. Picnicking fools, that's what it's like for miles on down to New Orleans Delta and Mobile Town when Ma hits anywheres around.
Very nice. Okay, I want you to do a couple of lines from Anne Sexton as well, because this is, I want people to see the difference. This is Unknown Girl in the Maternity Ward.
Yes. Child. The current of your breath is 6 days long. You lie, a small knuckle on my white bed. Lie, fisted like a snail, so small and strong at my breast. Your lips are animals. You are fed with love. At first, hunger is not wrong. The nurses nod their caps. You are shepherded down starch halls with the other unnested throng in wheeling baskets. You tip like a cup, your head moving to my touch. You sense the way we belong. But This is an institution bed. You will not know me very long.
And that was Amanda Fernandez, the winner of the 2007 National Poetry Out Loud Contest. Now, you had some concerns about how you were covered, particularly that it was the Ma Rainey poem that was focused on. So tell me why.
Particularly. This is what was wrong. It really hit me when ABC News interviewed me with George Stephanopoulos on This Week. But just watching me do the Southern dialect piece, just watching me do the Black piece,
You thought you were being stereotyped?
That's exactly what I felt like. In the year 2007, no one at this point has even mentioned that I had two other pieces.
You want people to know that you won because of the Black piece, but also because of these other two pieces.
Also because of the War piece. And I'm only so riled up because as an actor and as an artist, which I put myself first and foremost before my race, before my gender, I'm a human being. Whether you're white, Black, green, or blue, you cut me open, we all look the same on the inside, guarantee you. You know, I'm going to bleed red. You know what I'm saying? If anyone wants to win next year, they can't just do one piece. That's just not going to fly. You have to do three pieces. You have to do three pieces, I believe, that mean something to you and that are important. And as an actor and as an artist, they have to say something. If I can touch someone's life, even if they're not in the war or they're not Black or they haven't given away their child, if I can touch somebody at the end of the day, then I've done my job. But by boxing me in and by labeling me at an early stage in my career, at a young age, and just labeling me at all, it bothers me. And it bothers me, I thought that it was a good opportunity to say much more than what was said.
Well, I think that Sterling Brown would be proud of the way that you did his poem and would be thankful that
honor.
You did it.
Thank you so much.
and so would Ann Sexton.
And so would, you know, hey, hopefully.
Well, congratulations to you, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
And Ma Rainey was a fierce woman. Just want you to remember that.
I will.
All right. I'm speaking with Amanda Fernandez, the winner of the Poetry Out Loud competition, and she joined us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much.